Okay, what about the work you need to do? 165 hours of work in 16 weeks. That's about 10 hours a week. If you're very organized, it'll be 2 hours a day on a weekday.
Forget
it. 35 hours of e-tutoring. That the tutors will be signing up to be available two and a half hours a week. It is going to be an asynchronous activity. In other words, it will not be live. So questions posed on the web in terms of the course material, etc., will be answered at a specific time by the tutor. We put in a PBL scenario every 2 weeks to cover the learning outcomes. So each module has got specific learning outcomes, and the aim is to cover a module in 7 case scenarios. They will be branching off case scenarios in order to cover, say, for instance, a young patient with a family history considering oncoplastic opposite breast reduction or opposite breast prophylactic or reducing mastectomy. So these kinds of scenarios would come in, but the aim is to cover all the learning outcomes that a person, a specialist at year one consultant level should be covering. We will guide you on selected reading, and there will be workbooks with some of the modules, and there will be formative and summative assessments. Formative assessments are there to help the learner to assess how they're doing in the course. So at the end of 2 weeks, once you've completed the module, there will be EMQs, MCQs posted, and at the same time, there would be decision-making questions posted so that you will know where you are throughout the course as to where you're doing and where you need to make up the shortfall in terms of reading, etc.